The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Share a little bit of what I've been doing in some few years now. I've had the opportunity to be trained by the Bible Society of Ghana as a master facilitator in trauma healing. Trauma healing biblically. And the training is done by medical doctors, theologians, who have put materials together to minister to the church, because people today are being wounded in the heart.
Na santi tie no eye a doctor fo na fe so asofo na e titi o mo se ne be ya o si enemri mu nipa bebre e prepra e wo omumu omuma koma omumu ni pedua mu.
People are, we know, we are being wounded in our hearts. Because something, the wounds of the heart.
I say, akume praimu.
And it takes time to let wounds of the heart. The wound of the heart is just like physical wound.
Na akume mo praneti se eniso praibiasa na so a family, a family.
You know that somebody can just say a word, pa, and it's like a knife. Your husband can say a word and that is the end of your life. You can break them. A good friend can say something carelessly and that is it. You become sick. And a lot of us are in the church who are wounded. I wish you have opportunity to experience this kind of healing.
Now, Nyayanka, Ibinasa, Akwenye, and Yasuinhuno, was I receive.
By God's plan, after I have been trained to learn how to heal the heart, I've had another opportunity to go to Cape Town in South Africa to also learn how to heal the mind. So I'm also being trained again as a healing of memory. And Reverend was saying that we should forgive. I went to meet a reverend minister whose two hands have been blown off, two hands, by human beings. The two arms are off. The ear, one of the ears are off.
It's off.
One eye is off. The detractors thought they were destroying him because he was fighting for the blacks in South Africa. He's a white man from New Zealand. And he decided to, to support the black people who were being oppressed. And one morning, when he received his letters and he was trying to open it, not knowing there was a letter bomb, and pa.
Now I say an opabaku onyan krata no nin se two pie bisha krata no into obuswana pam.
Now Father Michael uses artificial limbs.
He said and the Adefu Fruna as he says no one ama or the timi abon.
But out of that pain.
He's
been able to forgive all who did that to him. And now he's all over the world. preaching forgiveness. Is it easy to do that? But with Jesus. With Jesus in your heart. You can forgive every other person. Now he's the happiest man on earth. But what he tells us is that in the rest of his life, he will always depend on somebody. To dress up. Because he couldn't use his hands. Can I depend on you? Can that person depend on you? That is all the church is all about. On this note, I bring you a message titled
What to Thee Say
Jesus,
Yes Christ,
our greatest physician.
Yeah.
This morning I'm here to preach about healing, both spiritual and physical healing. We are crossing into 2024, but I am in this house as a member of this church, not a stranger, to make sure that nobody crosses into 2024 with MS disease, whether generational disease, whether chronic disease, whatever disease that has a name, I said with Jesus in this house, we will be healed. I have experienced different types of healings.
Now, when you say, who are you?
And I tell you, what doctors cannot do, our Jesus is able to
do.
Do you believe that Jesus can touch you totally? Psychologically, spiritually, emotionally. Then can somebody give a shout of freedom to the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. This is indeed the day you have made. We've gathered here because today you are here in our midst. Lord Jesus, bless us. Heal us emotionally, psychologically, physically, because you are the greatest physician that we know. Lord Jesus, we are counting on you. Let your name be blessed now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Now before I introduce you to my message, I want to start by talking about the communion a little bit. You see, the essence of communion, I know the doctor has told you much about
it.
But today I'm so excited that it's a communion Sunday and I'm here. Do you know, when the time we set this table here, we are saying that officially today Jesus is here with us as the owner of the church. Because this is his body and this is his blood. So anytime we raise the altar like this and we put communion here, it means that today we are recognizing Jesus as the Lord of the house. And if Jesus as the Lord of the house is here today, healing must be done. Deliverance must be done.
Yes, of course.
Hey, blessings must flow. The totality of God is here this morning. You see, don't joke with this communion. I know some churches, when they want to punish you, you do something and they want to punish you. Immediately they catch you from taking communion. Do you know the reason? They are trying to disempower you. This This is our source of power. This is our source of healing. So sometimes when it is Communion Sunday and people stay away from church and they have excuses not to, you see, you are doing yourself a disservice. The fact is that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Jesus lives bodily in you. Jesus has not killed you. Communion will not kill you. Just cleanse yourself. Confess your sins. The weaknesses that beset you. Talk to Jesus about it. And let him forgive you. And partake of the communion.
And
your life will never ever be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, as we crossing over into 2024. By the virtue that we were all actively pursuing our visions, this body is going through tear and wear. Sometimes you just get up one day and realize that, am I the same person about 20 years ago? Especially when you marry, you know, in the first few years, the energy is there, everything is working, you know, and then you are moving. The moment the children begin to come, then you see that tear and wear is coming around. Then one morning you wake up and realize that the knee is not straightening again. And then the children will begin to say, "Hey, Dad, Mommy, what is wrong? Is that old age?"
And then they
will start calling you nicknames. Hey, Olebi Panke. It is appointed unto all of us. One of the greatest assets we have is health. And I'm here to tell you that protect and preserve your health. One of the things that I wish that nobody should dream of is that you will break down when you have assignments.
Too much.
And today, medical healing and treatment have become very expensive. And you see, because of prosperity messages and all that, healing ministry is gradually also dying out of
church.
When we were growing up, if there was any problem with you, the first thing was that you go on your knees and you ask for divine
healing.
But today, anytime there is anything about your body, then first thing is my doctor. I'm not saying medical. But as faith people, we want to believe in divine healing. Because sometimes you will be so much under oppression, under attack, that you rather that you have tried everything and your spirit is telling you that this one is a demonic thing. What is going on the inside is telling me that this sickness, doctors cannot touch it. Hello, are you here with me? Have you been experiencing that?
When you say so,
people of God,
I mean,
one of the saddest things
It's
to break down before your time.
And
know there are people in the church here who are silently bleeding. They are struggling with some health issues. They don't talk about it because there are some health issues. If you talk about it, people will begin, hey, in this one so nam who is there, near my husa.
Ebi wo ha se se ono beti maka se enye e mu bi wo ha ye mfa ne me bi ma ye timi kasa mfa ho e mi se onya ko bo so pe ei ei se na ona mo so na se o bere sa.
But listen to me.
Answer it.
There is hope for us.
Any that saw ho ma ye.
There is hope for us.
Any that saw ho ma ye.
If you check the Bible, there's a classical example of a young lady, and the theologians say her name was like, you know, Veronica or something like that.
Now, we try to say, my brother, but we honor the dean and our boss, Veronica, and we get
she grew up and, you know, a promising lady who had the hope even to marry and all that. One morning, she got up and, as usual, women's cycle, she felt she's gotten her menstrual cycle. But 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 30 days, the thing was not working. The Bible says she became alarmed.
And she turned and said, hey,
what is happening?
And then they see.
She started thinking.
If you are saying,
now she started going to hospitals, to doctors.
Oh, there is a doctor who almost said, BBMU.
For 12 good years.
If you say, do me no.
Hey!
Good
years.
If he said, do
me no. The Bible says this woman sold every property.
When
you become sick,
so be yaria.
All manner of doctors become important to you.
There's a doctor who be
the quack ones.
The
genuine
ones.
Then it's like, what is a japadie?
And
then you begin to sell things very cheap.
Now,
because you want your life back. And what is worse about this woman was that she was in a culture that also says that if you were bleeding, you were outcast. You couldn't belong to any.
Now, I did not acquire a whole say, oh, I'm married to my sister, oh, you'll be a mother too. They said, unto me, and canny perco, I said, yet two cotton chain baby cry.
In the Jewish culture,
I would do for my remono.
If you were bleeding and you sat on this chair, nobody would sit on it because it
was a mother too.
When you were going to the marketplace and somebody met you, the person would have to take this course.
Because who could you ask to be sour and some money for baby for?
Don't forget when COVID came, you see that kind of, hey, when you're COVID, then isolation.
Could you go back and send you over here, you know? Hey, could you go on the Bible Sunday?
That was a lighter one.
Now, see where
the COVID one was a lighter one. This lady now, even her family people had to disown her. The only place she could find solace in the church, she was also bad in the church. All her friends. Then you ask yourself, is that me? I pray that you and your children's children will not break down, will not suffer any disease that will break you, that will cause you to become a byword. You haven't been there before. If you have been there before. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So this lady eventually had to isolate herself. Maybe she was living in somebody's uncompleted building. And it's like her beauty continued to shrink. She lost all her dream. All aspiration of God. She was now concerned with her heart. She could only go out in the night. And in Israel, what they were doing is that the people there, when they go to market and they go and sell mako and all these things, and it's like they are not able to sell, or they live a lot in the marketplaces. So now, the Israel poor also can go there and then just. Because that means this lady was feeding on the leftovers because nobody would take money from her. Her money was contaminated. But one day, when all hope was lost after 12 years, this lady was a bit superstitious. She has heard that there's a young man called Jesus. That Jesus was not discriminatory. She was not like the Pharisees. She was a friend to sinners. He was a friend to everybody. Because he was the father of all. That's your Oba Tainonim. Sometimes we don't know what women go through. There's a woman who's taking care of four sick children. I see, ma'am, maybe you ho or hey, I for N9. Firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn, they're all sick children. We have these people in our midst. I see, I'll be so in tune. They come to church and when we are praising, they are praising, they are dancing, but inside they are bleeding.
Oh.
May God open our eyes to see these people and carry the burden with them and love them. And you get into that situation, you will not appreciate support. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this woman, the Bible says one day she decided, hey, this is my last hope. For 12 years, everything is gone. I have depleted all my resources. But I hear that this young Jesus, this says that I've heard of, I want to get closer. And what I would do is that I am not as allowed to touch a prophet like
that.
But I would dare. I would dare. Tell somebody, I would dare to break through. You see, sometimes Christianity is not about gentility, it's about daring. Yes, sometimes you need to do things out of the box. Let people say what they want to say. If I get my breakthrough, I will dance as David danced. I will celebrate the Lord. Because we all have issues, that is why we are here. We all have issues. But if you don't take care, culture will limit you. And then the fear of people will also limit you. You see, sometimes when we preach from here, you see, this is the most honorable and powerful part of the church, this altar.
Na sap aforimoke ni biya ye ni die ni to be power safonomo.
And when we finish preaching and we call for you to come to the altar, what we're saying is that we are done. Come to Jesus. So that Jesus will touch you. If you don't take care, you'll be looking at the people here. So,
my friend,
close your eyes. And close your ears. And then just walk to the altar. And kneel here. And cry to
Jesus.
And he will meet you at the
point
of
view.
Are you understanding what I'm trying to say?
What you know,
this is the Holy of Holies. So, this woman says, I will get to Jesus. I will get closer. I will touch the hem of his garments. The Bible says, Jesus was invited by a prominent man, Jairus, going to his house to do some healing. Now, but then, when this lady decided to do something, Jesus forgot about that big man and said, this is the daughter of Zion. I need to minister something to this lady. The Bible says the people thronged. The crowd was so thick that Jesus himself was being he was suffocating.
Na Yesu so obi openi titiru bi na wafton safre no okwo ni fie akoye dwemedie bi wo ho enti eba ni se na onam kwanso koni pe ku atwa ne ho ahia a te se ono ankasa mpo onya home na wahome.
Let's look at Luke chapter 8.
Yenko look at home 18 watch in
reading from verse 43 to 48.
Yakin kai ntichemwa dia 9 mi ensa kwa fuma dia 9 watch in.
And she says, and a woman was there who had been subjected to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Say immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
My sickness is stopping.
Is stopping.
My sickness has stopped.
My sickness has stopped.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Then Jesus said, who touched me? When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Tell the person by you, go in peace. Can I have the projection? See, Jesus only did not give the woman healing. There was an exchange. Jesus said, my daughter, let me give my blood. Let that be transfusion, because when I give my blood to you, I will take that of your poisonous blood, that of your contaminated blood, that of your cancerous blood. I am going to nail it.
I say, yes, I'm fine.
On the cross. That is why Jesus could feel that power has gone, because there was an exchange. I said, this morning, I came to tell somebody here that every sickness that has been hidden, the blood of Jesus is taking care of that. You are not going to be the same. The blood of God is here to touch you from the crown of your head to the source of your faith. The Bible says, in him we live and move and have our being. He says that he broke the chains of oppression. He says, by his stripes
we are healed.
By his stripes. By his stripes. By his stripes. By his stripes. Hey, by his stripes, somebody. You know, sickness that is hidden there. Jesus is here this morning to touch you. I don't know. It may be an emotional sickness. It may be physical sickness. It may be anything. But I'm here to tell you.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. He got your corner, Baba Shanda, oh, my brother, my sister, take advantage of this moment. Come and tap to the anointing. The anointing for healing is here. The anointing for healing is here. The anointing for healing is here. Come on. Mocha binti na
miwoma.
Hey,
Yesu odenti.
Oh ya nene papa 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 na. Oh,
Yesu odenti.
Imnere boshanda ya mama.
Na miwoma. Odenti na miwoma.
Of days,
as you are, as you are,
you
remain the same.
You remain the same, oh Lord.
We shall take it.
We shall take
it. As
you are, as you are.
You remain.
we rise up on our feet, I want us to pray shortly. You see, this lady, if you look at the projection, look at the
girl.
So despised. Hopeless. But she had the leading of the Holy Ghost. And he says, if by chance I should be able to encourage my soul, be determined,
not me cynical,
be a bit radical,
not my name Ray,
and push through,
not me pier mon femo,
and attaches the hem of his garment.
Not me soon attached the name of Kakrebi.
I have two options.
Oh, my name you know.
Either when I'm seen, I'm killed.
Sir, me someone,
or I will be saved.
Minya unquade and I say.
Sometimes life, we have only two options.
Either
you take life or you take death.
But
the woman said, I will break every culture. I will break every limitation. I will break everything that people are saying because my God, he will forgive me. Even in the event of knowing that I am bleeding. So he holds the garments of Jesus and then immediately Jesus feels that virtue. And then he turns around. God will turn around. And that cry that you've been crying in the secret, he says he has seen it. The weeping will stop. The weeping may endure throughout, but in the morning God is going to bring you a new song, a new testimony. Somebody might have disappointed you. You've dated for years. Last minute the person says no, you are broken. Nobody knows what you are going through, but Jesus knows. Jesus knows.
Jesus knows.
Jesus cares about us. People may disown us. Our family may disown us.
Now
listen to me. There are people in the church here who do not have family. There are people amongst us. They don't have family. Because something happened. And the person just located into Accra. Such a person, you see, when the person is ready to marry, it becomes difficult. Because if you have no idea,
there's no house.
If you have a wash, you are so bad. You are calling your house, you are actually a child.
It's not like that. It doesn't happen in family.
But Obiti, sir,
if somebody's like that,
if there's somebody here,
do you want her?
Own up and talk to Dr. Abuja and the family. They will add you to their family and they will cover you and your life will be straight. There are people from the orphanage homes. They are here. Sometimes we think everybody is correct here. No. Somebody was kidnapped and by God's grace the person escaped. The person is in the church here. Somebody invested so much this year and the thing has gone down the drain. He's bleeding. He's bleeding. You have no idea. You see, we bleed in different forms. This morning, every bleeding is stopping. This lady thought she was going to be condemned, but Jesus says, no. For the first time in 12 years, he heard a father's voice saying, my daughter, be at peace. It doesn't matter how people have labeled you. Jesus will call you my daughter. It doesn't even matter how you see yourself. Jesus says, you are his daughter. We want to pray against generational
blood sickness.
You see,
there are some sickness that are generational. It's in the blood. If you don't speak and deal with it, after you, your children will pick it. The Lord is here. The Lord's table is here. What is beautiful is that after all this, we are going to die with the Lord. We
have
double security. Double security. And don't joke with it. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Break every generational sickness in our bloodline. In our bloodline.
Yes, Lord. I break. Generational sickness, Lord, to the bloodline. I break. By the blood.
In the name of Jesus, we are speaking to our bloodline. God, deal with us, cleanse us from every curse. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you are here this morning and you have anything that you think you need Jesus to touch you, you've been fighting this sickness for years. Come quickly to the altar. The man of God is here with me. We will pray for you. There is power in this house to heal. Maybe the doctors have tried, and you are tired of it. Today, we are changing your destiny. You are changing. We are rewriting your story. You will be here to give a testimony. Come next year. Come to the altar.
Doctor, pass out here, same father. Brother, name Sabri. Brother, for him, can name
Free say. Oh, yeah. Anato. Mama, yan swa. Oh, yeah. Children's department should bring the various age groups. Select 1111 to join us so that they can do that. Yes, the other they can, if the AI is some of them pick from the various classes to represent the classes. So would use them as contact point. Or if there are those who are, do we have more of the oil coming? Okay. In the meantime, those of us here, you just dip your hand in it and then anoint yourself. We'll pray for you later so that we will be time. God bless you. Say something. Even as you anoint yourself, I don't know what your problem is. Begin to talk to Jesus. He will do it for you. He knows you by name. He knows you by your voice. So just anoint yourself and continue to pray. Wait for more oil in the name of Jesus. You will never live here the same. 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 God is here. The power of God is here to touch you. Yes, Lord. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Mama, anoint yourself. Put your hand in the oil and then anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Continue to pray. I don't know what healing you need, but anoint yourself. Anoint yourself, anoint yourself. In the name of Jesus, God is here to touch you. 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 Anoint yourself, anoint yourself. Anoint yourself, anoint yourself. Anoint yourself, anoint yourself. Anoint yourself, anoint yourself, Mama. Anoint yourself, anoint yourself. Lord, those of us standing, please stretch up your hand and bless them. Ask that God will heal them.
I am the Lord, your healer.
I am the Lord,
say, I am the Lord.
Ibakatakaya Baba.
I am the Lord, your healer. I said my word, and heal your disease. Oh. I am the Lord, your healer.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
For the kids, Doc, please do that for us. Now, then, please put your hands wherever you are sick. Those of us sitting, can we rise up and stretch forth our hands? And let's join our feet. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
By your stripes, we are healed. On the cross, you said it is finished. You nailed all our diseases on the cross.
Even as we stand before your altar, even as I agree with your son, Dr. Bojas, and the leadership of this church, may the authority given to us to speak to diseases, to speak to chronic situations, to speak to pain, emotional hurts, wounds of the heart, pain. This morning, your children are before you. Let the heavens be open. Let the dew of heaven fall upon them. We have come, but we are not living here for sin. These are your children. Touch them. Touch them supernaturally. Touch them, oh God. You are the greatest physician that we know. You are the last hope. But thank you. What the physicians couldn't do, you will do it and do it and do it and do it. Thank you for answered prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And everybody said, Amen. Let's put our hands together. Even as we take our seats, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. If you are touched, you still think you want to sow, you want to bless the Lord for to seal your healing, you can still come to the altar. We are waiting for our kids. If they are not here, please. Are they here? Okay, come and line up. Okay, you put your hand in it and anoint yourself. Put your hand in it. Put your hand in it and anoint yourself. Put your hand in it. Put your hand. Put your hand in it. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Anoint Please, can the adults stand behind them? You are their support. Stand behind them. This is a spiritual exercise. My boy Levi has a classmate. We used to be in a Samankasi. That guy was very, very intelligent.
Our friend in Mandy,
but they are Jehovah Witness.
And so many Jimmy B.
Jehovah Witness.
And we're Jehovah for, we're Jehovah for.
Jehovah Witness, yeah. Jehovah they belong for. To the Jehovah Witness sect.
Okay, Jehovah for no.
That guy is so brilliant.
Now, only my dear papa.
My boy just told me that going to the SS, the guy has become crippled.
Now, all call and to associate no abofane bububu.
And I know a little bit about that family.
Now, only maybe kakafa sebusano.
The enemy is always fighting them.
Thankfully, they are prepared or could see or more.
But they don't believe in what we are doing.
One year when you need me, I am.
Now the guy is crippled.
Now, she said, why you go there for?
You see, these children, as they go in there, out there, you don't know the manner of people that come in contact with them. Apart from giving them the pocket money, and then the good food, and then the clothing, please invest protective prayer.
Now, almost he cut the anointing today, so I'm going to pay a bamboo and power machine.
Because when your children begin to get sick,
now, so my fear, see, area.
If you are a good parent,
you'll
be frustrated. This morning, let's stretch forth our hands. We are using them as point of contact. Father, in the name of Jesus, we dip these ones into your blood. As they walk out there, let your light shine. Any orchestration and manipulation of the enemy concerning their future, concerning their health, we stand in your blood, in the authority of your name. We declare them healed. We declare them whole. We declare them protected. Let the blood speak for them. They will not forsake. the malaria will not have authority of them, but them. No sickness, childhood disease. I release academic excellence upon them. Any child in this auditorium will excel academically. Anything they desire to do, the good Lord of this house, Deliverance Assemblies of God, Destiny House. Let your destinies be changed to conform to your glory. Thank you. We'll bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And everybody said, Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's put our hands together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, today we have gathered here. We have received from you. Let the entrance of your word continue to bring healing. Like this woman, oh God, who bled for 12 years. Today, if anybody is in that situation, by your name and by your unction, we declare everybody healed. In the name that is above every other name, in this name we have prayed. And everybody said, Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. You can take your seats.
Let's clap for the man of God once again. God used this man to give me, as I say, risk. Say, my servant. There is a need to risk. This woman risk. Which other people risk? Gladys, you are the one I share with. We are preaching together. The four lepers. The four lepers. They risk. Which other person risk? Esther. Sit down there. And think things will just work. Let the will of God be done. You don't know some risk I'm taking. They will never fail. I said they will never fail. They will never fail. The woman risk. When he was preaching, you know, you made a point. You said, Jesus gave his blood for the woman's bleeding. I've got the message there. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Say blood for blood. Say, as I come to the Lord's table, it is blood for blood. It is blood for blood. Any disease in my blood, any generational disease, as the blood of Jesus enters into my blood, let the blood of Jesus swallow that disease. Any generational curse, any ancestral curse, any family curse, any family sacrifice, any generational sacrifice, any family altar, any generational altar that is fighting me. Blood for blood, 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 blood for blood. Understand why the preaching was going on. This prophecy came. The Lord said, He is here to share His blood with us. Confirmation. Prophecy right now. The Lord said, He is here to share His blood. Say blood for 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 blood. Listen to me.
I won't hear me.
Look. I don't know how to say this. My grandmother had 14 children. Na nina na banya awo mama kuma ko dunai.
The first thing died.
Edua edikani nyina ewuye.
My mother survived.
Ni mama dia otinase.
My mother was number 11.
Ona to su du ba ko.
My father's side.
Mi papa fa mo so.
My grandfather had 9 sons. They all died.
When you know,
except my father. Do you know why? God wanted to bring somebody out of my father and my mother. Kabaya. Ratata. Kabrakata. And do you know? Those who died. They were sacrificed. They were sacrificed. Let me tell you. The most powerful curse. The most powerful juju. Involves blood. Anything. In which there is no blood. Forget. Forget. Some of you, the things you are battling with. The covenants our fathers made. Our ancestors made. That is why diabetes is not leaving the family. That is why cancer is not leaving the family. That is why immorality is not leaving the family. That is why that disease is not leaving the family. Blood.
Moja.
Blood.
Moja.
Because blood never dies.
Na moja wo enwuda.
Blood is alive.
Na moja tia say.
But this morning.
Nasa na pain.
We declare.
Ye pamoka.
Blood for blood.
Moja mamoja.
I say blood for blood.
Moja mamoja.
Anything you are suffering.
Amani hubia uhu.
That is connected.
A ebata.
To blood.
Moja hono.
Ancestral blood. Ancestral covenant, generational covenant, say blood for blood, say blood for blood, say today, this covenant, this communion is blood for blood, blood for blood, blood for blood, blood for blood, blood for blood. Let's start picking the communion right now. Let's start picking the communion right now.
Yeah. Has everybody been saved? You know, myself, my wife, we pray together. There are certain times we said that we pray together. That is how we started. But as we were growing, at a point, our time has changed. I maintain that time. Me later by 7 p.m. If I have nothing to do, I'm in bed. So that by 12, I can wake up and start praying. If I sleep 7, 12, I'll wake up. If I sleep 8, 1, I'll wake up. If I sleep 9, I'll wake up. But now she prays. When I go to sleep early,
She would rather pray and come and sleep through. I never understood until recently. No, it's God Himself who has arranged this time. Whilst I am praying, God will be giving her a dream about what I'm praying. And when I am sleeping, and she prays before she comes to sleep, what she has prayed, I will be confirming it in my prayer. Last night, the Lord was telling me about the soulish prayer. Many of us here, our problems are from inside us. In fact, God said the month of January should be the month of repentance and alignment. Repentance and alignment. And we are going to start from next week. What at all is that generational curse that cannot be broken? What at all, you alone? Why? You alone? Ashanti people say, check your womb. Check your womb. Ashanti people say, check your womb. Then to somebody say, check your womb. Check your womb. Check your womb.
Check your womb.
Check your womb.
I say, check your womb. Check your womb.
Look, search your heart.
You hear what come on?
I sent you some video about a lady who encountered heaven. Look, search your heart. Don't serve God with your body, but with your heart. And let me tell you, people don't tell you all their story. They don't tell you everything. There are things inside people they won't tell you. And one of the greatest mistakes I've made in life, I thought everybody is like me. What is inside there, I will tell you straight. I don't keep anything. So I thought people are like that. People will be smiling with you. But that smile is the serpent's bite. If you know the power that you are holding, leave this community. If you know the power you are holding, you don't know this power.
When you said to me,
why shouldn't this work?
Set
your heart. Set your heart. Some of you believe a lie. You are walking with a lie about somebody. Yes, clap for her. Habakkuk what? Habakkuk 3:4. Thank you. Habakkuk 3:4. I asked her to search for a scripture for me. Habakkuk 3:4.
Habakkuk.
Say, Lord, search my heart and help
me
to align. Search my heart. You see, let the word pretense
Look, it has become, I don't know how to take it. Look, all of us pretend. But some people are an embodiment of pretense. Their smile is not a smile. Their yes is not a yes. Their no is not a no. I am not attacking anybody. I am just speaking the truth. Tell God to set your heart. It is not about shouting blood for blood, blood for blood, blood for blood. Yes. But if your heart condition, some people are here, they have children when their wives are not away. In this church, you think I don't know? I am just having time for you. The things people do, married men are chasing young people in the church. You think God doesn't know? You think God doesn't know? Heaven is real. Jesus is coming soon. I don't want to go and stand there and you ask me, Della, why didn't you tell them? I can't answer. So I am telling you here right
now.
I have served as the chairman of Greater Accra Regional Conflict Resolution Committee for pastors, pastors' wives, and deacons. We had served under it when Reverend Dr. Basie was the regional, Greater Accra regional, so so and so. Even Donto's time, I was a member. Basie's time, I was chairman. Right now, that divided the Greater Accra region in Assemblies of God. Now they have changed it to Ministerial Committee. They don't want to let me go. I am still a member now.
And that's why,
Greater Accra West.
And
sometime when we sit down with pastors, I have told some pastors, you are not born again. You are not born again. I've gone to confront some senior pastors. What made you send this person to Bible school? People are here in this church, they think I am not helping them to go to Bible school. I am not. Not me, the Laliboja.
I say you're not so for the law.
What?
What?
You must really qualify.
And
not because you just want a job. Everybody can work for God. You can win souls without being a pastor. People are here. They are not talking with one another. I'm telling you. So many issues.
In some debris.
Everybody, please stand up. Lift the cap. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Let me say this. You put people in a committee together. They are not just able to work together without problem. In the house of God, they are not able to manage their differences. This one say I am. This one to say I am. And the work of God is being frustrated.
Yes, I know you made
your.
It's time to search ourselves. We are praying, God, I want to be a chief executive. Do you know the people you are going to meet in that realm? That's why God put this kind of people in the committee. If you are not able to manage yourself, say you are praying for promotion. You are lying. I was surprised when God told me. Say, do you know why I chose you? One day God gave me a dream. Secondary school cassette. When I went to sweep the place and I arranged the benches as the SU president, I saw that thing about 7 times. I said, God, what does it mean? He said, that was when I qualified you. What you are becoming, that is where it starts. That was why I qualified you. And you haven't seen anything yet. The whole world is going to hear of you very soon. I said, wow.
You see, yeah, yeah.
Do you know why God is qualifying you? This dirty place that he has brought you. What are you doing?
Then away.
That small committee, that small department. That's why God is qualifying you. But you think it doesn't matter. Say, Lord, help
me.
I am willing. This morning, I submit to you. I open up for you. Lord, have mercy. Give me another chance. Lord, help my heart. Flash me, Lord.
Libro Kotorogo Ziniri Macabrande, Libra Cabale Bebe, Labrando Rogosiata, Rakabale Brinketini Mashakata, Libri Cabando, Masatata, Rabali, Libri Cabalebo, Yandiri Macabrando Rogosiata Rababe, Libra Catarabasa,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we can do warfare. Say, Lord,
I say, Radie,
blood for blood.
Moja Mamoja.
Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Say any battle in my life. Any sickness in my life. Any disease in my body. Any issue in my life. That is connected to the blood of my ancestors. The blood of my parents. The blood of my generation. I declare. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Let this blood swallow the blood. Let this blood swallow every battle. Swallow every curse. Swallow every disease that is connected to blood. Swallow, swallow, swallow,
swallow every disease, swallow every sickness, swallow every battle connected to blood, for blood. Let the blood swallow. Let the blood of Jesus
swallow.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. A pastor who has visited us on a few occasions.
So for me, son, not a great memo.
About a month ago. He visited us. He was wearing white up and down. He sat there. I introduced
him.
Myself and my wife were coming from Volta region.
From
when I saw on my page that
Something has been posted on the Facebook.
Oh, who on the page? He be our say he be to Facebook so.
And he posted.
I don't know the truth so.
On our Facebook, deliver
the truth. Or just for he be our all Facebook so. If you didn't so.
We arrive.
He be do here.
He said he has been admitted at 37.
I see. I didn't know. 37.
His leg has been cut off.
Yeah, 29 back home.
They cut the leg here. They cut. Look.
Yeah,
when I got there.
And can do honor.
And the son was cleaning him. I shouted.
Make
before I realized I was falling. So somebody had to.
And so people so only in Sabbath to my chino only go amen na bigina.
Then I came then I realized that
Obeu say ah.
Immediately the man saw me, he started crying.
Na papa no so ho me no ofia si so.
I wish you encouraging.
Me I say me say no cry no.
When I sat there. And they came and told me that they are finished cleaning him.
Now I'm going to say,
I don't have the courage to go back. Say, Lord, blood for blood. Blood for blood. Anything I carry within me. From my ancestors, that is going to destroy me. From my parents, from my family, from my father's house, from my mother's house, that I carry in my blood, knowingly or unknowingly, that is going to destroy me. Blood for blood, 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 for blood,
blood for blood. Blood for blood, 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 Rakabasekete, Libro Kataramasane, Moria Kabrade,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say by faith.
I saw a GDM.
I eat the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. To live like Jesus. To live like Jesus. To live like Jesus. To live like Jesus. Shall we eat by faith right now? Eat to live like Jesus. Say this is the blood. Say this is the blood of Jesus. I declare to every sickness in my body. Every disease in my body. Any secret thing that is hiding. In my body. In my blood. I declare to you. Bow to this blood. Surrender to this blood. Every curse. Surrender to this blood. Every evil projection. Surrender to this blood. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Yield to this blood. I drink this blood. To overcome. I drink this blood. For my healing. For my setup. For my restoration. I drink this blood. I drink this blood. For a new beginning. I drink this blood. For a new version. I drink, I drink. I drink, I drink. I drink, I drink, I drink, I drink. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. Say you witches and wizards. Say you devil. Anything I owe you.
for my ancestors, for my family, for my parents. This is the payment. This blood is the payment. It's a payment that Jesus made. Through this blood, I owe you nothing. I owe you nothing. Whatever I owe you, let this blood answer you. Let this blood answer you. Let this blood answer you. Let this blood pay you.
Say,
I drink to live. Like Jesus Christ, my Lord. By faith. Shall we drink now? The name of God the Father. The name of God the Son. The name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink? You know what to drink.
Say, I drink to live.
Thank the Lord right now. Bless the Lord right now. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy, holy name. To make a declaration. You know, give me Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4.
Habakkuk 3:4.
His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand where his power was hidden. This was the scripture God gave me. When he said, give me also Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 5. Isaiah 45. This is what the Lord says. No, Psalm 45, sorry. Psalm
45.
My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace since God has blessed you forever. These two scriptures God gave me and said, from now, don't lay hands until I tell you. Just speak. And as you speak, I will do it. He said, when you stretch your hand, power will come from your hand. This is what Reverend Eduba has done here right now. So you see, when we don't touch you, Habakkuk 3:4. Even the stretch of the hand like this, it is no longer our hands. It is God's hands. That power is coming out. I was speaking at Prophet George Okosi's place, and when I finished, he has never been here before. It's now I want to bring him. You know George Okosi? He was our junior. When we were in top, he was in Form 1, Form 2 there. God is using mightily. He's the overseer of Goshen International Ministry. Go and see the play. East Legon.
East Legon, Goshen.
North Legon Hills.
Legon Hills.
After this, he said, look.
Are we going to see?
I can see.
Meet me home.
Where your church is located.
Maybe I was sorry now.
God show me something. It's like the dirtiest place in the spirit. But right now, as you were standing there speaking, I saw a lot of pigs. Pigs were being flushed out of the area. The spirit of filth and death is being flushed. And the place has become a tourist center. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, let the spiritual field, the spiritual uncleanliness in this environment, let the blood of Jesus Christ flood them out.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.